I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As hot as it's been, only a few places in West Virginia you can truly count on for some good fishing action. And I'll tell you all about them coming up in just a moment.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for 400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for 600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Boat smart. Boat safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
At a time when the temperature is hot and humid, you may be hard-pressed to find fish that are biting in your favorite stream. Well, Zach Brown, fisheries biologist for the DNR, tells us that's why you should move away from that stream and give the river a try, the big navigable rivers, and concentrate on the lock and dam tailwaters.
Well, the West Virginia DNR considers the tailwater areas within the first 2 miles of the lock and dam complex. That area is more riverine, being that the flow conditions are still prevalent. You can see areas of current, areas of eddies. The further down you get, it gets more into a lake-like situation.
And Zach explains the closer you get to the dam, the better the conditions are going to be at this time of year.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is providing for navigation on the major rivers right now by holding the pool at a certain elevation. Now, when they lock through a barge, it raises somewhere up in 10 to 15 feet. So there's a lot of head up above the tailwaters. And when the water shoots out, it can come up in a spray. It creates a current all at once. It reoxygenates a little bit coming out of there. And as you may or may not know, shad are attracted to current. They are brought into moving water, and where the shad go, the game fish will follow.
And a wide array of game fish you will find.
Not so much on the bass. Largemouth bass probably aren't going to be concentrated in there, but the typical species that you will find are sauger, walleye, hybrid striped bass, white bass. Drum will be in there heavily.
Most Corps of Engineer facilities have fishing areas provided, but if you're going to give it a try, make sure you gear up accordingly.
If you are going to fish off a pier, you need to have the right equipment. If you take too small a tackle out there, you can end up with broken rods or at least a lot of broken line. There are some big fish out in the tailwaters. Flatheads have been particularly hot recently. And when you get a large flathead on your rod and reel, you will know it.
So during these hot and humid days, if you're waiting for a chance for success, you might try heading to your local lock and dam tailwater with a big sinker and see what you'll find. You may be pleasantly surprised. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.